Charlie Baker gave a stump speech and fielded questions from about 20 Berkshire County Republicans at Zucco's restaurant in Pittsfield. Baker, who was the 2010 Republican challenger to Governor Deval Patrick, says he sees benefits in having more than one philosophy at the problem-solving table. He says he learned that by being raised under what he calls a mixed marriage, with a Democratic mother and a Republican father who worked in the Nixon and Reagan administrations.
You do get a better product when you have both teams on the field. That you do get a better result when you have two teams competing. That you do get a better government and a better process when you have more than one set of ideas engaged.
Baker is making job creation his number one priority.
We haven't created a single net new job in 13 years. We have the same number of people working here we had working here in 2000. How can that be? How can a state that brings everything that we bring to the table lag when it comes to growing and creating jobs and economic opportunity? And the answer is pretty simple. We are wicked smart, but we finished 48th to 49th on every single survey that has to do with the cost of almost everything.
While Baker doesn't expect the cost of living in Massachusetts to be the lowest in the nation, he says replicating methods already being used in pockets of the Commonwealth on a statewide level can decrease things like energy expenses. The Republican touted his 25 years of experience in the public and private sectors, having served as Secretary of Health and Human Services and Secretary of Finance and Administration under Governors William Weld and then Paul Cellucci in the 1990s.
When Bill and Paul took office, Massachusetts had the highest unemployment rate in the country. The highest unemployment rate in the country. When Paul Cellucci left to become the Ambassador to Canada, Massachusetts had the lowest unemployment rate in the country. We solved problems, we got stuff done, we made government work, and we put people back to work, which is really in many respects what this fundamentally needs to be all about.
Baker says economic development should be handled on a regional level, and that small businesses are the lifeblood of any economy. He says the state needs to constantly review its regulatory measures and hear from business leaders about ways to streamline regulations.
The state needs to speak with one voice on this. There really are legitimate circumstances in which people will find that being in compliance with one agency's regulation puts you out of compliance with another agency's regulation. That should never happen.
Baker also expressed opposition to the state's handling of a hike in the gasoline tax.
I'm a supporter of getting rid of the automatic inflation adjustment. It doesn't require the legislature to ever have to vote on the gas tax again, which I think is a mistake.
The Republican says he will work with communities and housing agencies to stop the policy of placing homeless families in motels.
And my big concern with the way the system is set up right now is we're plopping people into hotels and motels and then not really engaging them in a process or a strategy to get them out. And this one is as much about hustle as it is about anything else.
Baker is the only declared Republican candidate so far. The Democratic field includes Attorney General Martha Coakley, Treasurer Steve Grossman, Juliette Kayyem, Joe Avalone, and Don Berwick. Governor Patrick, who beat Baker with 48% of the vote in 2010, is not seeking re-election. Mike Case is the GOP state committeeman for the Berkshire, Hamden, and Franklin district.
Some people say that it's really good to have a primary because it gets your name out there. But my belief is if you've got a really good candidate that's got a shot, why would you, you know, try to diffuse the vote a little bit?
Using his experience from 2010, Baker says he is no longer simply learning the issues across the state, but is engaged in developing solutions this time around. He says this won't be his last campaign stop in the traditionally left-leaning Berkshires. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.